let's go back to the vocoder, mm-hmm. because this was a good thing. Here's the way the work that I did, the way it operated in terms of practical use.
Mm-hmm.
First, I started off with the notion that just because it's a nice thing to do, I'd like to build a pitch detector. I'd like to build a better pitch detector than other people have mm-hmm. known. And talking to Kelly, I felt, I had this feeling that I could, right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I had that feeling. Anyway, I built, I programmed something on the TX2 computer that turned out I was able to look at it carefully and convince myself that this was really a good pitch detector.
Mm-hmm.
But how to prove it was tricky, because in order to prove that you have a good pitch detector, you need a vocoder.
Mm-hmm.
You need to excite the vocoder with the result of the pitch detector. And the only way we could do that, we didn't have a vocoder,
mm-hmm.
but Bell Labs had a vocoder. So we actually took a two-track tape down to Bell Labs. One track had speech on it.
Mm-hmm.
The other track had the results of my pitch work as pulses, mm-hmm. which were sort of in synchrony with the speech. That two-track tape was fed into the Bell Labs vocoder, and we could hear the output.
Mm-hmm.
And we could record the output. So we did. We brought the recording back. We played it to our boss, Paul Rosen. And he said, it sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's build a vocoder.
Mm-hmm.
So that got us into what you might call analog signal processing, because we didn't know how to build digital vocoders.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually built an analog vocoder and didn't do anything with the pitch detector except run programs.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, we were able to test our own vocoder with our programmed pitch detector.
Mm-hmm.
And it was first of all, several things. It was slow, because to give you an idea of the times involved, to analyze 2 seconds of speech took the computer about, not very long, about 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
like that's at 60:1 real time. So here's what we had to do. We had to take the speech down to the computer, run the speech into the computer, run the pitch detector program, record, make our two-track recording,
mm-hmm.
and bring it upstairs to where the vocoder was. And this is pretty slow. So we kept saying, wouldn't it be nice if we could program the vocoder on the computer?
Mm-hmm.
And so here's another visit to Bell Labs.
Mm-hmm.
We visited, I believe it was only Jim Kaiser. There may have been other people there, but he's the one I remember. And he said he knew how to build certain digital filters.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what we needed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we said, my God, this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We could actually build digital vocoders.